Let's talk a little bit about patients with ALK rearrangements, and we can begin by hearing about your 57-year-old lady.
Right. So this is a patient who was treated now several years ago. And so you may say that, you know, some of it may seem a little outdated, but this is a 57-year-old never smoker. And she was initially diagnosed with stage 3A non-small cell lung cancer. They didn't do any genetic testing at the time, again, because she had 3A disease. And she was treated with concurrent chemoradiation, followed by surgical resection. Unfortunately, she actually progressed quite soon after surgical resection, and at that time was found to have an ALK rearrangement on testing. When she was first diagnosed with recurrence, the standard of care at the time was crizotinib, and this patient did indeed start crizotinib and had a nice clinical response systemically, but was found to have CNS progression soon thereafter. And so the patient went on and received alectinib as part of their next line therapy and actually responded to alectinib for over 2 years and then was found to have just isolated progression in the CNS, for which we were able to use stereotactic radiosurgery and keep the patient on alectinib thereafter.
So what happened after that?
So she's actually still on alectinib right now. So she's been on alectinib for over 2 years. We've had to use SRS twice, but right now she's still having disease control.